Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B. You know what? I'm just going to call him our homeboy, Neon Deion Sanders, former Falcons cornerback. Woo!
Lord Jesus, I haven't woke up to that in a long time.
Was that okay? Did you like that? Oh, wow.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. You know, you don't even have a protective order over you. You could come on over and do that every morning.
You know what? You better stop.
You could do that every morning.
You better stop. That's right. I don't even have, right. Let's see. I can come within
500. You can come within 500. There you go.
I like that. Hey, and you know what? We'd probably be having a very amicable friendship.
All
things would be good. So, look, I'm so glad. You're such a sport. Okay, so let's get that out of the way first. All right, it looks like you've been ordered to pay $10,005 a month. Correct or no?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and a whopping 275 Gs.
But that's incorrect. That's not correct.
Because
I have a prenuptial agreement.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, so I don't – that's up on the appeal because you can't order me to pay – those whopping attorney fees, when in my prenuptial agreement, everyone pays their own fees. So the burden of the other side is to prove that the prenuptial agreement is invalid.
Because
the prenuptial agreement was signed in front of the judge and her attorney that represented her and my attorney that represented me. Also, she asked for $100,000 before then that she was awarded. So if the prenuptial agreement is not valid, well, are you going to have to get back the $100,000 that you got? You know, it's a lot to this saga.
Yeah.
So you can't believe all of that, but, you know.
So it seems like the prenup should, of course, stand. It's the one that really takes the lead in all of this and not what you've
and
been
And there's an arbitrator that's on deck to go with both sides to make sure the prenup is or not what it is, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it wouldn't be what it was when we went in front of a judge with both people having representation and agreed on the principles.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the other part of that, the flip side is it looks like you've not been ordered to pay spousal support, correct?
But
once again, everything is covered in the prenup is basically what you're saying.
Everything that was ordered yesterday, that's only for a couple of months until the arbitrator rules on the agreement.
Got you.
So it's all the protective order. How can he accumulate $270,000 in fees since the 23rd of this month? That's impossible. You know, those are the things that are impossible that make you say, hold on, player. Hold on.
Wow. Okay, so there's property of yours that she has, and she has to also return that by July 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was in the Super Bowl working, they cleaned me out. They cleaned me out at 6 parts worth, as well as a few weeks ago, on not the 23rd, but the 21st, they cleaned me out as well. So all of those items and merchandise and my baby's bed and everything has to be returned.
Yeah. Hey, look. Any regrets with this? Because you all, first of all, being celebrities is going to be in the news. But I know you've tweeted some things and actually, you know, done the picture and all that of certain things.
It was nothing wrong with that because you got to understand all the lies that I had gone through. Mm. So I wasn't about to go through another lie. And the first lie you hear is somebody's in the back of an ambulance saying that I abused them when I didn't touch them. Mm-hmm. And I think you all heard that the judge ruled that last week that if I acted anyway, it was in self-defense. Mm-hmm. That was his ruling. That's why he ordered her out of the home and to not to come within 500 feet. Now you're riding around parading as if I abused you. I'm not a abuser. Mm-hmm. I've never have been an abuser. That's not my personality or one of my characteristics. I'm not an angry person. I don't even raise my voice unless I'm coaching.
Mm.
But that's not the fact. That's not who I am or what I represent.
Well, you know,
and that's very unfortunate.
And I think most of us, Deion, is just hoping the best for, if no one else, the children. When children are involved, no matter what age, you really want the best for.
Well, kids, people overstate that because you don't understand. Kids have seen and heard a lot. One thing that I can honestly say, and I'm always honest, I don't lie, there's no need to. My kids have never heard me use profanity. They've never heard me yell and scream at their mother. They've never heard me act out of character towards their mother. They've never seen that. As far as the opposing side, I'm sure they could testify that they've seen the opposite. Mm-hmm. But kids, when I pick my babies up from school, they want to know, Daddy, what are we going to eat? After mm-hmm. we eat, they mm-hmm. want to know, Daddy, are we going to do homework right now or on the way to practice? No, we're going to do it now. After that, they're going to say, Daddy, what do we have, football practice or basketball, baseball, what do we have? Okay, we have baseball today. Then they're going to go to practice. Then they're going to come home. They're going to include the homework if they hadn't finished. They're going to know what we want to eat and what's on TV. Mm-hmm. Kids don't get into blogs and the news and all this nonsense. Kids just want to be loved and feel affection. That's what they're into, and they've seen that. They've seen a loving father, a concerned father, a father that's been there through it all.
Right.
A continuation of my fatherhood. So they've seen that. So when people say, I'm so worried about the kids, no, the kids are straight. Kids don't get into grown folks stuff like that.
Well, let me just say this, though. Many times what other parents or households are discussing and then kids bring it to school around kids is what I'm saying. Even if it's no other way that they're touched by it, sometimes it's just by conversations that have been had in different households. And then your kids who are going to school with other folks whose, you know, kids are in that environment, sometimes that can be hurtful because, you know, people don't necessarily shield their, their children the same way we may ours, and you know, in some
right.
ways.
You're right about that, but my kids are really good with that. I mean, first of all, my kids are really good with that, and they're not about to be bullied or picked on at any of their schools. I can assure you that.
Oh, I bet.
They won't allow that. Not only won't they allow that, but my babies are doing well. They're feeling a lot of love and affection, and we're sending them places to make sure. On the other hand, if something that has damaged them, something that they've seen, they're getting help to that as well.
Awesome. Well, look, I appreciate your truth, your candor, your honesty. Speaking of, it's all now about the Deion Sanders.
It is what it is, Mama. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. And like you said, we expect that from, you know, from you, the truth from
well,
you.
I think I was prophetic in 1994 when I have a song called Must Be the Money, and that's really what it
Ooh,
is.
Oh.
Must Be the Money. That was prophetic. You know what? Honestly, sus, and I can be honest with you, like I am with everybody, we're not here about no abuse. We're not here
right.
about the concern for the kid. We're in court about some money, man. This woman is in court with me about some money. And money will not bring you the peace and the joy and the self-esteem and all that you desire. That won't bring all that.
No, it won't.
You know, only God could bring you that. You can fight me all you want. I'm cool.
Wow.
I'm fine. God has got me covered, baby.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen. And they did.
Amen. So, look, tell me about Deion Sanders, Truth Atlanta football and cheer camps. As a matter of fact, this is the first year here, right?
I am so happy. Let me tell you something. We're bringing the truth. Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, wanted me to do everything that I'm doing in Dallas and in Texas, in Atlanta and in Georgia. I said, okay, it's no problem. So the first phase of this is bringing my youth organization to Atlanta. We've enlisted some of the best coaches in the city, north and south, mm-hmm. the best administrators, to really not play dad ball, not play mom's cheerleading, but to really educate these kids athletically and academically. One thing about us, when you perform for us in athletics, you got to be prevalent in academics. We trick them by playing sports to bless them academically because you got to maintain a certain GPA. We offer tutors when you play for us. During the summer camps, that's mandatory with us. We feed these kids three times a day. We educate them for an hour and a half a day. We teach them the basics and fundamentals of football, baseball, basketball, soccer, cheerleading, whatever have it. So it's a hands-on operation. And when I tell you, we demand 70% of male participation. So a lot of dads that don't want to play their position, but they did what they did to consummate that child. You're going to get your butt up off that couch and come see your baby practice and come see your baby play because we know the mom's going to hold it down.
That's
they've
right.
been there, and they've done their due diligence, and we applaud them. But we're going to get those fathers off the couch and out of the places that they frequent to come and support their baby.
Now, that's awesome. All of it is awesome, but I think that really, really brings it home a lot because, you know, no matter what we say, and just as you were saying, it's all about the money, but the way you really spell love is T-I-M-E. So you got
there
to put that time in. You got to put that time in with your kids. And if you have already a structure put together like this, why not? That's the least you can do is just show up and participate on some level. So look, so what are the guidelines for kids that and parents that are listening right now that want to get involved? What do
we want you to go to ptasports.org. That's Peter Tom Allen Sports.org and find out the location Saturday and Sunday, Truth North and South. Register your child so we know you're coming. So when you get there, the lines are not long. It's not hectic. We want to know that you're coming and you're involved. And then we're going to instruct you when you get there. But have your baby ready to practice. No pads, shorts, and T-shirt. We're red and black. Those are our colors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a wonderful thing. I promise you it would be unlike any other organization that you've ever been a part of because the structure is impeccable. And when I lend my name and my brand to something, it's not that I'm lending it to that. I'm there. So I will be there Saturday and Sunday myself. I will be there periodically in the summer months to make sure the summer camps are going well. We will feed your baby three times a day in the summer and educate them. We will educate them at practice if they're falling behind because they will maintain a certain GPA or they won't play. Because if you don't have it academically, there's no reason they even have it athletically because they got to match, they got to go hand in hand.
That's right. That is awesome because you know what, so many programs though, Dion, preach this, but then if a child, they see that the child has the talent to perform athletically, then they say, oh, you know what, that's okay, we'll let Johnny go on and do it this year, or we'll let him go on. Yeah,
you know why? Because those coaches are using those kids as stepping stones to make themselves look better. All of our coaches have pro experience, college experience, or they were phenomenal in high school that made mistakes that didn't propel them to the next level. Therefore, they're not living vicariously through these kids. They want to educate and teach these kids so these kids don't make the same mistakes that we made. We're right where we want to be. We're not using you to go coach in college. I'm happy with where I am. The coaches on the staff are happy. The cheerleading coaches are happy. They're not using them to get to another level. So we're going to tell little Johnny, if you don't have it together, get your stuff and go home because you're not going to hold our organization hostage just because you have a little talent. All our kids have talent.
Good. Awesome.
And we don't cut anyone. Everybody will make the team. Everybody will play according to their talent level.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, are you looking for a certain amount of kids for the camp, or like you said, everybody?
No, for the different teams. It's not just the camp. I mean, the camp comes with our teams. If you make our teams, which you will make our teams, you come to camp because we put in all the plays and the infrastructure, and everything is so diverse, it's so technical. You're going to be more educated than some kids are in college because we're going to teach you and prepare you and propel you to the next level.
Sounds awesome. You know what we're going to do? We are going to actually give away one of the camp memberships. We're going to give away. How about
Amen.
That?
Amen.
And we'll
do that.
Let's do that. Yeah, we'll do
that. That's a wonderful blessing, too,
by the way. It really is. But once again, they have to know, they have to come serious and prepare to really participate fully, not just athletically, but academically. And like you said, you're going to feed them. And look, these parents, we need help, you know, period. But when you have a program like this show up, goodness, why not at least participate in the way you're supposed to participate? I'm going to take caller 17-404-741-1075, and we will actually give one of the memberships away. So it's not
That's
only just the football, but it's also a cheer camp as well, correct?
Yes, in the structure, and you're going to be disciplined. You're going to be disciplined. The truth is an acronym for trust in God, respect myself and others, understand I have unlimited possibilities, try my best to never give up, and honor the truth creed at all times. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. That's what we stand by. And in 2 years, I guarantee you, I'm going to come back, and we're going to open up the school with all these same kids to keep them all day long, all year long, to educate them and make sure they get to college, because that's what we're doing here. We just broke a state record in Texas with first-year registration for Prime Prep Academy, K through 12, a state record. It's unbelievable.
That's
why
awesome.
I don't get caught up in all the outside and the extracurricular mess that's going on in life, because God is in the blessing business, and I'm being blessed all the way through it.
So yes,
don't
you
get
are.
Caught up in the camouflage that you may hear with some money-hungry things going on. I don't care about that, because the same God can bless me 10 times over with the same finances I just dispersed out.
That's so awesome. Fine. And putting your heart and your work in the right place. Now, look, what's the age group on the camp? We didn't talk
Four
about that.
4-14. 4-14.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
4-14. PTASports.org. And they need to go on now because what you're telling them about, what we're talking about today, is happening this weekend, May 19th,
yes.
And then on the 20th. So urgency is now. The time to do it is now. Take action now.
I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
I'm about to meet my basketball coach that I just hired in Texas right now, and we're going to win state this year. So that's what I'm about to do.
Go get them, Deanna. We'll see you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this here in Atlanta. We really appreciate you for doing this.
I appreciate it. Also, since you know what? I'm the spokesman for the state in the summer food feeding program. We plan on feeding 100,000 kids a day for free as well as there.
Awesome.
So they could go to feedmeprime.com and let us know where the kids are, let us know the size of the group, and we will feed them three times a day free all throughout the Georgia area.
Wow. Feedmeprime. Which one is that? Is that a com?
.com.
.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and we'll see you when you get here, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. All right. You too. Bye-bye.